Yeah, Wolf is on.
Wolf, I'm on. Yep. Okay. So I'd like to reconvene the Sullivan County IDA from our February 8th meeting. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stengard?
Here.
Mr. Stengard's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Sykes is absent. Mr. Stegall's absent. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Smith is absent. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. And Mr. Perello?
I'm here.
Mr. Perello's present.
So the reason that this call is to discuss the pilot payments that are not up to date, and I know there's been a lot of payments that have been made, so why don't staff bring us up to speed?
Sure.
Go ahead, Jen.
Okay. So we have, I don't think there's any need to request that we go into any kind of closed session, right?
There's no, based upon our conversation earlier, there's no reason to go into closed session.
Great. So last time we have a few items. One is the Noni's pilot payment, which we reached out to outside counsel to get some guidance on it because the payment was sent to our old address and it never arrived. When we reached out to the project, they sent a replacement check to our current address, and we got some guidance that that the board has the discretion to accept the payment even though it was received after the deadline. Because they did mail it, they furnished us with proof that they mailed it before the deadline and well before the deadline. So Walter and I have discussed it, and if the board agrees, we would like to accept the payment without late payments and penalties. So that's the first item.
And according to Bob Ryan, it's within the board's discretion since they were able to provide us with a proof of mailing prior to the due date. The board has the discretion to accept the original amount.
Well, how much was that amount?
The original amount was 100 and some thousand, and the penalty was about 9,000.
Right. Yeah, the original pilot was just under 127,000.
Okay, sorry.
So, do we have to do it by a motion? How does this happen?
You don't have to do it by a motion because there's no action you're taking, but Jen would like to get into the minutes that it was discussed with the board and the board directed her to do X or Y. And we've been working on this for about a month, and it's clearly my recommendation we accept the underlying amount, which we went to the trouble of going to Bob Ryan to get an opinion, and Bob has given us a written opinion with guidance that the board has the latitude under these facts to accept the original amount.
Well, my opinion is to accept it, so I guess we can poll it.
I agree.
Likewise, Susie.
Ditto.
Okay, good.
Okay,
next Jen.
We have a couple projects that are late on their special district tax payments, which is an event of default under our agreements. And those are Catskill Distilling, which, as we know, is in a bankruptcy process, and Varia Lifestyle.
All right, I can take both if you don't mind.
Who's the second one?
It's a post-filing of a bankruptcy petition obligation. It's not a pre-filing obligation. It's a bill that came out this January, so there's no protection afforded in a bankruptcy or no get-out-of-jail-free card in a bankruptcy. I think we have to treat Catskill Distilling Company the same as we've treated people in the past. On Varia, the amount they owe is about 130,000, 120 some thousand in total. 109,000 of that on the Wellness Center project is going to be paid today. So they're they will have not paid on the rest of the Kutcher's property, which is at this point just vacant land. We're under no obligation, but the county has strongly pushed us to make IDA projects pay timely on their taxes. And last year when this came up, we sent out notices under the various documents saying you haven't paid, it's a default, and you have X days to cure, pay your bill. That's what we did in the past.
Why wouldn't we do that now?
In my opinion, we should do it now, but Jen wanted to get the board's directive because each of these are a little bit odd, with Varia paying most of it and Catskill Distilling in bankruptcy. But the bankruptcy, this is a post-petition invoice. They need to pay their post-petition bills. And, you know, Varia is paying a lot of what they owe, but they need to pay all of what they owe. I don't see how we can expect the county to make the towns whole with county money on projects that are getting tax abatements. It makes sense, Howard, to me, that we would send default notices to anybody who hasn't paid their special district taxes.
I agree.
Also agree. It's not even a question, really.
Not at all.
Okay. Should we just say that that's our policy going forward unless we change it, and then we don't have to have this conversation next year and the year after?
Please.
Fine with me.
Okay.
I think we have to be consistent. You can't treat one person different than another. So,
and back to you, Jen, then. You've also got some unpaid lease payments, right?
Yeah. We have Yasgur Road Productions, which has not been paid. I think that's a $2,500 lease payment. So, again, the documents indicate that failure to pay the lease within 10 days after formal written notification is an event of default. We've been in communication with the project, but I'd like to send a formal notice to the project at this point to make the lease payment. And that's that's the campground project in Bethel.
And I think that's the right answer. And if the project comes back to us with some kind of story, for lack of a better word, that, you know, they're a campground and they're not going to have people there or money until whenever, you can deal with that when they come back to us, but I think we need to send the notice.
Great. And I think they will, but yeah, I'd like to send the notice. Okay.
Do we give them 30 days?
It's different depending on how old the documents are, and we will quote the provision in the document in the default letter. They're not all exactly the same, just by passage of time.
Okay.
We've tightened it up so that some of them only have 10 days to cure a default now.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. We're all in agreement?
Yep.
Yes.
Next item.
The other outstanding lease payment is Kohl's, which was mailed prior to the deadline. But it was mailed to our old address. This has happened with the mail is a little different than it's been in years past. So we've had other projects mail things to our old address, and they've found their way here. This one just hasn't.
Well, you've also had other projects mail things to your old address that didn't find their way to you.
Yeah, well, yeah, Noni's is exactly that. So I just want to make sure that I'm right, that it was mailed before the due date.
Yes, it was on the 22nd of January.
Okay. So
I'm sure everybody's aware of the post office is upside down. In fact, the head of the post office was in front of Congress yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a disaster.
Should we bring him in front of IDA too, or Congress is good enough?
I think Congress is good enough.
All right. So
you mail something now, it's like a roll of the dice.
That's because
he'll be gone soon.
Because all the mail goes to Pennsylvania first, then it comes back.
All right, so Having said that, Ira, you're intimating that we shouldn't do anything with respect to Kohl's except continue to get our mail. If we don't get it, go back to them and have them cancel payment on that check and wire the money, right?
Correct.
Okay. This is the Kohl's over in, whatchamacallit?
Mamakating?
Yeah.
Yep.
They have a big brawl going on, hostile takeover of the board. Some private equity firm has posted 9 new directors for just in the paper yesterday, I think. So they got other problems.
Julio, they did prove that they did send it out before the date, correct?
They indicated that they sent it out on the 22nd. They didn't provide me with an affidavit of mailing or anything of that sort. So
where did that come from? Corporate headquarters?
Yes, in Wisconsin or
Midwest. That length is it right there.
I think we should do the same thing and allow them the time to do it. And if they don't, wire the money.
Okay.
Anybody else?
No.
Okay, sounds like the board agrees with that then. Next one, Jen?
Yeah.
That's it for receivables.
And one other issue that I know of. Walter, do you have anything else? And then I'd like to give Susie the floor to the personnel committee has met via phone call, and Susie's going to bring up what we've concluded.
Is that something that should be done first in executive session?
You know, I don't think that we're prepared for that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Susie. Ira and I had a conversation.
Okay.
I'm deep into this child victim stuff this morning and yesterday that's just throwing me. So I need to call you later and tell you what he suggested. And it's in line with what you and I talked about and we agreed to, but I just think how we roll it out, you know, and the optic around it needs to be discussed.
And
okay.
When we do have that discussion, Ira, it involves something that certainly can be first discussed in closed session in case people have an opinion different than that of the committee and then brought into the public part of the meeting. But we're not going to do it today anyway. So
let's do it next month's meeting, then we can do that.
Okay.
It's fine.
I do have one more thing, Ira, if it would be okay to go to that.
Sure.
We received a request from Adelar, which is the owner of the Water Park Hotel, in, let's call it roundly a year ago, to accept a parent company guarantee from Entertainment Properties Resorts, the public company, in lieu of a bond or other financial security for the payment of their subsequent year pilot. So this is security for their 2022 pilot. At the time, a committee was asked to look into it. We checked their financial statement, and as of the end of 2019, they had $548 million in cash. So we felt comfortable enough that was a sufficient cash balance to accept that parent company guarantee. They've now asked for that accommodation for another year. They, of course, would like to have that accommodation approved on a permanent basis, but the board chose and the committee that looked into it decided it was best to do this once a year so that we could check on their current financial status. They're going to be reporting year-end results later today, so we don't know what their 12/31/2020 financials look like, but we do know that at the end of September of 2020, they had $948 million in cash and cash equivalents. So they actually were $400 million more available liquidity than they had when we approved this last year. I will prepare and bring a resolution to the March meeting, but we wanted to get input from the board today so that if it appears this is something that you're not in favor of, we can let them know that they need to start making arrangements for a bond. Or if it's something that is likely to be approved in March, we can let them know that that's the likely outcome.
I guess I certainly would like to know the numbers before I give a final decision, but obviously from the increase,
looking at cash and cash equivalent, which is what we focused on, they had 500 and some million when we approved this last time. They now have 900 and some million. They're 400 million greater in cash and cash equivalent than they were last year.
I need to invest some money with them.
Well, they have a billion plus more in debt, but the debt side I don't think is relevant to a short-term request like this. We're not asking.
Well, how could we, if they've almost doubled, how could we decide, what would be our rationale going back to them saying you've almost doubled your cash and cash equivalents, so now we want a bond?
There probably wouldn't be a lot of logic.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
But I'm okay with doing it, but I think we should do it for a year, not to.
No. We already told them that this is a request they're going to have to make every year because we're going to have to look at a financial statement to know if we're comfortable accepting a parent company guarantee.
Yep.
So if everyone is generally in favor, then I'll let them know that they don't need to start scouting around for a bond, and I'll put a resolution through with Jen at the March IDA meeting. Is that acceptable?
It's acceptable with me.
And with me.
Fine with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. You know.
Okay.
I should disclose I've done work for their management company, but not for them. So
we're not voting today, so we'll take that. We'll defer that comment to our March meeting.
Okay.
You want to read something in Water Park in it? There's a movie I saw the other night down at our son's called Class Action Park, about Action Park in New Jersey. It is absolutely wild.
I saw it. I was actually looking for my brothers in there, Paul, one of them in particular.
Well, I know a lot of people that were there. I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah. It's wild. If you haven't watched it, you should definitely watch it.
Absolutely.
Is it on Netflix? I'm trying to remember.
Could not happen today, that's for sure.
No.
And you can go skiing right next door, too, right?
Yep.
All of the above.
Yeah. Okay. Any other business? I don't believe we have anybody from the public but Joe and correct? So I don't think we need public comment.
There's no one else.
No motion to adjourn.
Well, I'd like to say something before we adjourn the last meeting. I'd like to tell everybody it was a pleasure working with you all. Due to circumstances, I'm going to be resigning like everybody knows. I enjoyed myself. You guys are a bunch of professionals. And don't ever let the public say you don't do a good job because they're full of it. Okay, so thanks for taking me in and being part of the group, and it was a great experience. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Joe, I got to tell you, I enjoyed working with you. You made a lot of contributions.
Thank you.
Me too, Joe. Excuse me. I feel
I agree. Those first couple meetings were eye-openers, and it just became better and better.
Well, if things change later on down the line, things change all the time, so, we'll see what happens. But at this point, I'll take my break for a while and see what happens. But I appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Joe, for serving. You did a great job.
All right. Thank you.
Absolutely.
With that, a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
I'll move it. Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.